Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. Our conversation today will revisit the emerging markets as we will spend some time reviewing the latest monthly flagship report from the CIO Emerging Markets team. That title is As Goes the U.S. Dollar, So Goes EM. With that, joining me for the conversation today, glad to welcome back one of the publication's lead authors, Alejo Zarwanco, Chief Investment Officer for Emerging Markets Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. Alejo, great to have you back here on Top of the Morning. Thank you for dropping by and looking forward to our conversation today.
It's always great to be here, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Alejo, perhaps a good starting point, I found the title of this month's piece to be quite interesting. Again, that is, As Goes the U.S. Dollar, So Goes EM, Emerging Markets. Can you take a few moments here at the top, Alejo, to explain the meaning behind that title for our listeners?
Totally. This is simply a recognition of the fact that the dollar plays a very sizable role in the performance of emerging market assets. Historically, weaker dollar, this is tailwinds for emerging market assets, stronger dollar, quite the opposite. And then our house view has become more forcefully bearish the U.S. dollar in recent weeks. We think the dollar is likely to lose some ground vis-a-vis global currencies, given softer U.S. growth. We got GDP print this morning, a little weaker than expected. This is all on the back of a fair amount of policy uncertainty. We're still trying to understand where exactly the tariff environment is going to land. But add to all of this, Dan, the ongoing debate around the U.S.'s fiscal accounts, right, that we think is weighing on the greenback. A lot of people are having concerns about U.S. debt sustainability. I think this is somewhat justified. And we shouldn't forget, just a few days back, we had the symbolic move by Moody's of stripping the U.S.'s AAA rating. This is nothing that contains a huge amount of new information. We kind of knew that the U.S. debt and deficit situation was challenging, but nonetheless, it's a reminder, right? So all in, Dan, I would say the U.S. dollar is facing headwinds. This should benefit global and emerging market currencies, but investors should not think in black and white options. This is a time to, you know, try to think about shades of gray. What I mean by black and white is we're not talking about the dollar losing its global reserve status. We're not talking about the $27 trillion U.S. Treasury market being undermined, or, you know, the alternatives are limited, really, when you think about even the likes of Germany, Canada, Switzerland, Singapore, Australia, all these bond markets that maintain a AAA rating, they're quite small relative to the U.S. Treasury market. So we're not talking about extreme outcomes. We're talking about a gradual depreciation of the U.S. dollar in a shades of gray kind of fashion, which then we think should lead folks to review portfolios for concentration in terms of geography, in terms of credit risk. You got to be looking for opportunities outside of the United States in addition to a core U.S. allocation.
So, Alejo, now that we have that context, can you share with us some examples of where you're seeing opportunities at this time?
Yeah. So let me give you one example. Tariffs, right? They are potentially somewhat inflationary in the U.S., but they are fairly disinflationary in the rest of the world. If you think about softer U.S. import demand, and China is going to have to start shipping goods to other regions, this is all going to have implications for price dynamics outside of the U.S. And in this context, I think many central banks outside of the U.S. have a little bit more room to ease monetary policy, also on the back of a weaker dollar. So select emerging market currencies are looking quite interesting, and select emerging market rates markets. A couple of examples might be Brazil and Mexico. In Brazil, the story is one of very high nominal interest rates, north of 13%. And we're seeing live shift in monetary policy expectations. The Central Bank of Brazil has maintained a hawkish tone over the last few months, but recent signals suggest we are likely at the peak of the rate cycle. And so we might see a fairly stable Brazilian real. We might see a central bank that is about to embark, you know, sometime in the next few months into a cutting cycle for interest rates, all of which should benefit duration in places like Brazil. Moving on to Mexico, I think the Fortress North America narrative remains applicable. Trade tensions between the U.S. and Mexico do exist, but President Claudia Sheinbaum is doing a pretty good job at managing the bilateral relationship. Her approval ratings are about 80%, in good part a result of this successful management of the U.S.-Mexico relationship. And if you add to that the fact that Mexico has a benchmark rate of 8.5%, pretty high both in absolute terms and relative to the U.S. If you add the fact that inflation is contained in Mexico, and we might see, you know, additional interest rate cuts, you know, we see the arguments for Mexican peso exposure as well. So in short, it's far from all clear. You got to be selective, but global and local dynamics are creating opportunities for those willing to look at emerging markets and Latin American local currency markets.
Now, I do want to turn focus to Argentina, as you do highlight the country within the latest piece, citing Argentina as an interesting investment destination. What can you share with us there?
Yes, we've been talking about Argentina for a good 2 years. It is one of the most interesting economic transformations, I would say, in the world today. It is a country that has been suffering from 70, 80 years of secular economic decline. And there's a new administration, Javier Milei, very close to President Donald Trump in the United States, that is proposing a radically different approach to, you know, the Argentine economic infrastructure. And he's delivering, right, in little over a year in power. He has eliminated a pretty sizable fiscal deficit. He's proposing additional structural reforms in terms of fiscal reforms and labor reforms and social security reforms that are essential for Argentina to re-engage in a more sustainable growth path. And we think the likelihood he succeeds is high. Right, it's not 100%. There's still several risks that need to be taken into account. It is a very volatile country from a political perspective, but the homework is being done, and therefore, you know, we think select exposure to Argentine assets are also a standout in a world that is experiencing a several challenges. You know, I'll wrap up with illustrating one point. There's fiscal concerns just about anywhere in the world. We talked about the U.S., but Europe, Japan, not that better either. Argentina is one of the few countries that is exhibiting a fiscal surplus as we speak, right, globally. And so this sets it apart in a pretty strange global backdrop. So those are some considerations. In the piece, our monthly Investing in Emerging Markets, we describe in more detail, you know, these opportunities and also additional ones in the currency space, and in the dollar bond space.
Well, Alejo, as always, great catching up with you. And thank you for sharing with our listeners, our clients, CIOs, current thinking when it comes to the emerging markets. Again, I do want to highlight the monthly flagship report from the emerging markets team here at CIO, Investing in Emerging Markets, as goes the U.S. dollar, so goes EM, which is available now up on UBS.com/CIO. Though for clients of UBS, please reach out to your UBS financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the publication directly. Alejo, thank you again for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and look forward to picking back up with our conversation again next month.
Anytime. Excited to be back.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.